Beginning of this week's parsha, Vayetze, the Torah tells us, Vayetze Yaakov b'Be'er Sheva v'yelech Harana. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, left Eretz Yisrael, and went to Chutz Aretz, to Haran. And then a striking expression that Chazal comment on occurs in the second pasuk, pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayifga b'makom. Literally translated, Yaakov bumped into the place. So Chazal, of course, tell us, in the context of the Gemara and Brachos, that Yaakov Avinu was besakein, he enacted the third tefillah of the day, the tefillah Ma'ariv, because it says in the pasuk, "Vayivka b'makom, vayalan sham," and the Gemara says, "Vein pigia la tefillah." This idea pigia refers to tefillah. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where the Navi says, "Vi'ato al tispalel biyad ha'om hazeh, vi'altisa ba'adam." Rino utfila v'altifkabi. So the Lashon of Pigia is found there in Yirmiyahu and found here. And the Medrash tells us, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Makom? A very striking use of the term here. Vayivga b'makom, vayolen sham. So the Medrash tells us, Shehu mekolom sha'olam v'ein ha'olam mekolom. Hashem is the Makom. Hashem is the repository of the world, as it were. But he certainly cannot be contained by the world. Ein olamo mekomo. And the Gemara indicates this, and this is a very well-known expression that's found in Chazal. And in light of that, the Torah uses the language of Vayivka b'makom. Somehow Yaakov here came into contact with the Shechina, with the Ribbono Shalom, who's mekomo shel olam, ve'ein olam mekomo. And this is the particular expression that the Torah uses. I heard a number of times from Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal that the term Makom, which is used, of course, by Yecheskel HaNavi when he speaks of Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, which we have, of course, in the Tefillah on a daily basis, Uvol Tzion, the Gemara says in Soita, Ein Ola Miskayim Ela Yeheshmer Abba De'Agadata, and also the Gemara said, besides Yeheshmer Abba De'Agadata, that the world is standing on, the world is also standing on the tripartite Kedusha that we have in Uvol Tzion. So here we have the expression Uvol Tzion Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, which is found, of course, in the first parak of Yecheskel. And when we contrast the Nevuah of Yecheskel, the celestial vision that he had with the Nevuah of Yishayahu in Perek Vav, there are a number of distinctions. The Gemara points out in Chagiga, the Gemara in Yuf Gimel, notes that Kol Masheroi Yecheskel Rod Yishayahu. Whatever one saw, the other one saw, however, there's quite a number of distinctions between, first, the nomenclature, the language that's used by the Navi Yeshayahu, the language used by the Navi Yecheskel, and beyond that, the Gemara tells us that the nature of the two visions, the two chazanot that they had, are markedly different. Yecheskel domo leben kfar, Yecheskel is compared to a villager, a rural kind of individual who's from a rural hamlet, a farming kind of area, who sees the king, and Yeshayahu is compared to a ben krach. He's a quote-unquote b'havdil expression, which again I'm using it in a more liberal kind of fashion, a city slicker, as it were. Someone who clearly is more cosmopolitan, more aristocratic, someone who obviously lives in the large city. So the Gemara contrasts the two visions that were seen by Yecheskel and Yeshayahu. One is a ben krach, one is a ben kfar, the Gemara says. And Rashi over there, Chagigo, when Rashi explains that, when Rashi explains what the Gemara means, when it speaks of Yeshayahu as being a Ben Krach and Yecheskel as being a Ben Kfar, so Rashi comments that when the Ruach HaKodesh descended upon them, as the Pasuk says, Va'eras Hashem Yoshev, Al-Kisirah Benisa, V'shula Malayim Asahecho, when it mentions over there in Yeshayahu Perek Vav, that Yeshayahu is a Ben Malachim, says Rashi, Godal B'paltin Shel Melech, he grew up in the palace of a king, in royal kind of surroundings, and therefore he's a Ben Krach. But a Ben Krach who sees a king, ain't no nivhal. Rashi says he doesn't become in any way, shall we say, unnerved by the presence of the king. He's accustomed to seeing royalty. He's accustomed to being in such, shall we say, palatial surroundings. And as a result, ve'ein no tamea, ve'ein no chasho saper. To him it's a, shall we say, a common kind of event. One that he's accustomed to. Mashenken, of course, a Ben Kfar, who is not necessarily always in the presence of the king, who's distant and quite, shall we say, removed from all the palatial finery and royalty, etc. So, of course, his vision is of a markedly different nature. That's how Rashi comments in Maseches Chagiga, contrasting the Ben Kfar with the Ben Krachor, Chel Yecheskel HaNavi, Vishayo HaNavi. So, our Salvation explained the distinction between the Nebuah of Vishayo and the Nebuah of Yecheskel, not in terms of Chas V'Sholem, any diminution in terms of the level of Nebuah of Yecheskel as opposed to Yishayo HaNavi, but rather that here we're talking about two different kufas. We're talking about two different eras, a zeitgeist that was completely different, markedly different from Yecheskel to Yishayahu HaNavi. Obviously, Yishayahu HaNavi, his nevuah took place in the context where Beis Hamikdash al Mechono u'betifarto, Beis Hamikdash was clearly, shall we say, prominent and predominated the entire Jewish scene, if you will. And Avodas Hamikdash Mekomo Amedes, the Avodah was taking place Tamidim Kesidram, Busafim Kilchasam, everything was being done in the proper way. Mashenkin, the Nebuah of Yecheskel, as we know, that his Nebuah occurred after the Churban Amigdosh, Vani al Nahar Kvar, and he is after the Churban, after the destruction, and he sees the Maris Elohim, and obviously, therefore, his Nebuah reflects the Hester upon him, reflects, if you will, the very antithesis of that which Yeshayo saw, Begilu upon him, unfortunately and tragically for Klal Yisrael, Yecheskel HaNavi saw it. So this notion of, shall we say, the idea of makom, it has in it that element, said Rav Soloveitchik, the element of nistar. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, Hashem is in his place, as it were, b'makom ha-mustar v'ha-mufrash v'ha-muvdol, the place that's completely set apart, the place that's completely separate. The Gemara has, I mentioned a moment ago, the Gemara in Saita, the Gemara mentions, v'ela alma maiko, Mikuyam, what is the world standing on? The Gemara says, Akdusha de Sidra, the Heshme Rabba Dagarika. Most basically, every day we say in our tefillos, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, Melocha Lorenz Kivodo. And we also say, Baruch Hashem in Koma, we have both the Nebuah of Yishayo, namely Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, which is the Nebuah, Bimlo Tifarto, Bimlo Chvor Amigdosh, and we also have the Nebuah of Yecheskel, Baruch Hashem in Koma. Again, the Nebuah of Yishayo reflects this glory, this pageantry, this majesty, this absolutely dazzling kind of, shall we say, scene in front of us, namely the scene of the Beis Hamikdash b'tifarto, etkufa v'ha'aras panim, where Hashem's luminous qualities are clearly revealed, are radiant, klapei am Yisrael, mashenken, the pasuk Yecheskel, there the Navi obviously speaking, as I mentioned a moment ago, from a vantage point of Churban, baruch kvod Hashem imkomo, v'alni al nahar kvar. And here we have the language, which of course is fitting, namely the language of Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, Mimkomo HaMustar VaHaMufrash, from Hashem's secret place, from the recesses of Hashem Yisbarach. So in that light, I once heard from Hagoyin Rav Shechter Shlita that he explained that when Gemara says in Brachas, in the fourth parak, that Yaakov Avinu was Mesakeim, the Tefillah of Ma'ariv, and is based on this pasuk, Vayivka B'Mokom, the way even Rishonim already point this out. Shachris, of course, is the part of the day where things are clear. Mincha is the middle of the day. Ma'ariv represents already a time of the day, is man of Afela, of Laila, of Choshech. Bali Musa say this. Chachmei Asod say it. We're talking about where there, shall we say, the clarity is not as crystal clear as it is in Shachris. And we don't have the kind of Havaras Panim, etc. And even Yaakov Avinu earlier, later actually, Yaakov Avinu, when he speaks to Paro, he tells him that, what was my life like? When Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esau before he comes to the house of Laban, Yaakov davens tefilas arvis, which is based on the yisod that even during a time of Choshech and Laila, one has to have bitachon and Hashem Yisbarach, that even based tzara metzuka, as we say, for example, in Tehillim, the Tzadik Beis points out, lahagid ba'boker chazdecho, at night time, there has to be a strong sense of emunah. A person has to be, shall we say, strengthened with the emunah in Hashem Yisbarach, and that's all embedded here. Vayivka b'makom, that Yaakov Avinu, even b'shas tzara metzuka, he is connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam is b'mkomo hamustar v'hamufrash, but Yaakov Avinu, even during such a period of time, can also connect with Hashem. So it's interesting that in the Hemshech of the Parsha of Vayetze, the Torah says Yaakov Avinu has a chalom. V'nei Hashem nitzav alav ayomer. Ani Hashem elokei Avraham avicha velokei Yitzchak haaretz asher ata shochev olea lecha etnenu ulzarecha. Rashi comments, a famous Rashi, Kipel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Eretz Yisrael Tachtov. Hashem literally folded Eretz Yisrael, folded up Eretz Yisrael on the Yaakov Avinu. Ramazlo Shetein Nochali Kavish Shavonam. Agamar Chulin. That's how the Galf Mem Beis. Hashem was giving a remiss to Yaakov that it would be readily easy to capture Eretz Yisrael. Now, where is Yaakov located? What is his geographic, shall we say, location? What is the GPS of Yaakov? It's Har Moria, the Makom HaMikdash. Yaakov Avinu himself testifies that a bit later, when he indicates this by the words, Ein ze ki beis Elokim v'zeh shar shamayim. Matter of fact, there's not a good joke that often Rabbanim are involved in shuls and are not happy about the behavior of their congregants or the Balabatim, sometimes talking during davening, Rachmanu Litzlan. So this is actually embedded in these psukim that the Rav looks around and says, Manema Mokam Azeh! This place is Shreklach. It's horrific. It's horrendous. No, what can I do? Ein ze ki beis Elokim. It must be a shul. Must be a Beit Knesset. That's where people, unfortunately, sometimes behave in a fashion which is unruly, which is unwieldy, which is absolutely cumbersome, which is not appropriate, which is not proper. Okay, that was just an aside, Derech Agav. So I'm coming back to the issue at hand. Namely, Yaakov Avinu was in the Har Moria, the Makom HaMikdash. The Mishnah writes in Maseches Kelim, the famous Mishnah that tells us, the first parak, that Eretz Yisrael has Eser Kedushas. There are 10 levels of Kedusha, the Mishnah tells us, and of course the height, the acme, the pinnacles, the Kedusha, the Makom HaMikdash. And the Mishnah tells us that what is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? That you bring the Omer, Bikurim, Shtei Alechem. So the question is, why does the Mishnah doesn't mention the Dinam of Tumas HaMaisel, Shemitah V'Yovel? Far more basic, far more fundamental. And the question is asked by many, and of course these mitzvahs only know in Eretz Yisrael, the Din of Shemitah, the laws of Shvius, and the laws of Tumas HaMaisel. And Agos HaGur already actually is mashmid from his Girsa in the Mishnah, the Inyan of Bikurim. And our Soloveitchik explained, there are two aspects to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has two different genres, two different types of Kedusha. One is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is Mechayim and Mitzvah Tzuris Baretz, Tzuris HaMaisvus, and the Shemitah and Yovel, all dependent on the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. But then there's a second aspect of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael with its connection to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Makom HaMikdash. That's the second aspect of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Mishnah in Kelim there mentions Eser Kedusha saying, and they are madregos in the Kedusha of the Mikdash. And all the examples that the Mishnah is giving us, namely the example of Omer and Shnei Alechem, or Bikurim, according to some Girsos, that require Havas Makom, one has to bring these to the Beis HaMikdash, they are not totally on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But rather, the Mishnah is giving us example of items that are connected directly to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's an interesting, the Tosafot of Masechet Bava Basra, the Pe'al of Tosafot actually asked the Kasha, that why do you need exas hakasav? The Gemara learns that from the pasuk in the beginning of Kisavu. The Torah says, "Vayu Kisavu l'aretz Hashem Hashem olkecha nosi l'chanachal abirushni v'ashapta ba v'lakachte mereishis kol priya adama asher tovi me'artzecha." And the Gemara learns that from there me'artzecha that we have a might bikurim from chutzar. So the Mishnah writes that bikurim can only be brought from Shiras Aminim, from Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Maishna become mitzvah to his baritz. Why should be a distinction between Bikurim and all the other mitzvah to his baritz, which obviously I only know again Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah in Kedushin, Nafam Avav, writes that very clearly. So the answer is that Bikurim apparently are not the same as other mitzvah to his baritz. Because in effect, Bikurim is totally, as I said, in something which is depending upon a connection to the Makom HaMikdash. Bikurim is Kotshei HaMikdash. And that's why this is part of the separate second din that is related. So now, in this line, we can go back actually and try to understand also the psukim that we mentioned in this week's parasha. First, we'll mention our famous Rambam Hilchos Trumas, where the Rambam paskins, Gemara has a machlokes about this, but the Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishayna, which is based on Kibush HaAretz, Eretz Yisrael that was captured, so we know that Kedusha was rendered null and void. Gemara says again in the fourth parak, Vayishu Menu Shevi, that as a result of Kibush, it could undo the original Kedusha that was implanted in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Kitchel Shai Galo Kitchel Asadava. But the Rambam says the second Kedusha that was based on Chazoka, Kitchel Shai Galo Kitchel Asadava. Of course, there's a distinction between Eretz Yisrael, the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, that Kedusha was based on Shechina, Ushchina and Betela, the Mishnah writes in Megillah, Vashi Moses, Mikdash Shechem, Afilu, the Mishnah says, even when it's Shomei, Mikdash Shasim, Mikdash Omnim. Anyway, I'll let you explain that the Kedusha of Yeshua was based on Kibush Vechiluk. The moment of Chanetzar appeared on the scene, and conquered Eretz Yisrael, that Kiddush was rendered null and void. Because of that, the Kiddush Rishona, Kiddush L'Shaita, below Kiddush L'Sadova. But the second Kiddush of Ezra, he was the second Kiddusha, the Kiddush Shnia, that was actually emanated from a totally different kind of approach. That approach was based on, number one, he rebuilt the Mizbeach, and obviously rebuilt the Mizamidosh, and from there the Kiddusha spread to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, the second time around, emanated from the Kiddusha Mikdash. We began with the Kiddusha of the Mikdash, and from there it spread out to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, unlike the original Kiddusha of Yeshua that began with Kibush V'chiluk and then ultimately came to the Mikdash. And the Rambam Paskin is based on Bechira, that the Kiddusha of the Mikdash, here we say, Kitcha the Shaita and Kitcha the Lava, because it's based on Hashuras Hashrina, Hashrina and the Betela, as he just mentioned. So now coming back to our Parsha, so Rabbi Shechter Shlita explained, that's also Pshat in the Gemara Chul and the Rashi quotes here. Kibbe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Eretz Yisrael mitachtav. Why did Hashem fold up Eretz Yisrael under Yaakov Avinu? To strengthen and to accentuate the fact that here we have a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that is Novea from the Kedusha Samidash, where Yaakov himself was sleeping. Ein, Yaakov said, Ein Zekin Beis Elokim. When Yaakov woke up, Vayira Vayoma, Manorah Amokam Hazeh, Ein Zekin Beis Elokim, Vizeh Shara Shamay. And could be that's the Pshat in Rashi, said Rav Shechter Shlita. What does that mean? That as a result of the chazakah, the makom will be sanctified, where the kedusha will not become batel. And therefore Yaakov, who was running away from Esav, was worried about the ultimate chubin abayis, i.e. the bonav shel Esav, namely Rome. Mamlechas haromayim, they were machir device hasheni. So Hashem promised him, don't worry, the kedusha hamakom that you are essentially sitting on top of, so to speak, that will not become batel. The chubin abayis made titus. Titus, of course, the one the Gemara describes in Megiddin, Russia ben Russia ben Benoit Shalaisav Russia. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Gittin. So Shrina and Betela. That's all here. Beremez to Yaakov Avinu. And I saw actually something of a similar nature many years ago in the Chassam Sefer Al HaTera, in the Teras Moshe in Parashat Vayetzeh. I think in these psukim in Eisula Mutzavarza. So he also comments that the reason why Yaakov was sleeping by Mokem Ahu because he thought the Kedusha was Batel. But when he saw that even in Churban there's also Kedusha, as the Rambam passed in over there, Beis Abchira, that the Kedusha, the Makam, is Kitcha, Lassudava, namely the Kedusha, the Beis Abidash, because of Hashuas HaShchina, and Shchina, and the Betela. So therefore, that's what Yaakov Avinu said. Achein, Yesh Hashem, Bamakam Azeh, even during the time of Churban, Bamakam Azeh, the Ribbono Shel Olam is still there. But Nochi Lo Yadati, I didn't realize it. I should have been more aware of this. And those one sees that Yisod Gadol, and that is that often, philosophically, let me blow you aside with this idea, philosophically, often one thinks that a makom shomeim, a place which is desolate, a makom churban, cannot possibly have kedusha. Kedusha is always associated with building, kedusha is associated with beautiful edifices, kedusha is always associated with, shall we say, areas that are obviously, clearly, well-developed and the like, and the chiddush is Mishnah Masechet Megillah, the whole Pasha here of Yaakov Avinu is that that's not so. That Avo Bisha Shemimim Bikdushazan Yemim. The idea of Kedusha can even reside in a desert area which is desolate, which is full of debris, an area that seems to be completely Chorev, and yet there's still a notion of Kedusha, and that's only because this Kedusha was based on the Makom being the Makom HaMikdash, and the Makom HaMikdash, the Kedusha is based on Shechina, or Shechina Eina Betela. Halavai Bisha Bizeche, not only to that Kedusha Rishayna, which was Loi Kitcha Lassidavo, but Halabai, we should be Zeicha to understand and appreciate and even realize, come to the realization of the fruition of the second Kedusha, which is based on Shechina, Shechina and Betela. All of us should be Zeicha to Ashras HaShechina, to even during times of Churban and desolation, Vayivka Bamokom, Kedek Ribbono Shel Olam, Bimlo Tifarto, Ubimlo Yichvodo.